पृथिव्यन्तरिक्षम् पृथिव्यन्तरिक्षम् द्यौर्दिशो वान्तरदिशाः द्यौर्दिशो वान्तरदिशाः अग्निर्वायुरादित्यः अग्निर्वायुरादित्यः चन्द्रमानक्षत्राणि
चन्द्रमानक्षत्राणि
अग्निर्वायुरादित्यश्चन्द्रमानक्षत्राणि
अग्निर्वायुरादित्यश्चन्द्रमानक्षत्राणि
आपवोषधयो
आपवोषधयो
वनस्पतय
वनस्पतय
आकाश आत्मा
आकाश
आत्मा इत्यधिभूतम्
इत्यधिभूतम्
अथाध्यात्मम्
अथाध्यात्मम्
प्राणो
प्राणो
व्यानोपान
व्यानोपान
उदानः समानः
उदानः समानः
चक्षुश्रोत्रम्
चक्षुश्रोत्रम्
मनोवाक्त्वक्
मनोवाक्त्वक्
चर्ममागम्
चर्ममागम्
चर्ममागम् सग् चर्ममागम् सग् स्नावास्थिमज्जा
स्नावास्थिमज्जा
एतदधिविधाय
एतदधिविधाय
ऋषिरवोचत्
ऋषिरवोचत्
पाङ्क्तम् वा
पाङ्क्तम् वा
इदगम् सर्वम्
इदगम् सर्वम्
पाङ्क्तेनैव
पाङ्क्तेनैव
पाङ्क्तग् स्पृणोतीति
पाङ्क्तग् स्पृणोतीति
So now we have, this is the seventh Anuvakaha. Prithivyantariksham onwards, what now? This is Sprunotiti, this whole thing is seventh Anuvakaha. Saptama Anuvaka. So this is the fourth Upasanam of this section, this chapter. Is the Pangta Brahma Upasanam or Pancha Brahma Upasanam. And this is also Ahangraha Upasanam. But here, why it is called Pangta Brahma Upasanam or Pancha Brahma Upasanam? Because Pangtam means five. Pangtam means a set of five is called Pangtam. Pancha means five. Pangtam also a group consisting of five factors, five aspects or five members is called Pangtam. And here the totality, the entire universe, the totality is divided into three groups. Three groups. The totality is the Murumai is divided into three groups, and each group consists of five aspects or five members. Therefore, totally the universe is divided into what now? 15 members of three groups. So, Pangtatrayam. One Pangtam is one group consisting of five aspects. So three pangtams means each group consisting of five. Totally what now? 15 members, 15 aspects are there. So the totality, when I say the samashti prapanchaha is divided into, samashtihi is divided into three pangtams. Three pangtams. Similarly, the vyaktam, the vyashtihi also is divided into three pangtams. Okay, the vyashtihi individual also is divided into three groups. and each group consisting of five factors. Therefore, we can say samashti pangtatrayam and vyashti pangtatrayam. So, samashti three pangtams and vyashti three pangtams. Individual three groups of individual, each group consisting of five factors. Similarly, the total, the three groups of totality, each group consisting of five members. Is okay now? Clear? So totally how many panktams we have? Six. Six means what? Individual three panktams. Okay, three groups consisting of three individual, five each consisting of five members. And the total also divided into three groups, each group consisting of five factors. Is it clear now? Now what we have to do in this upasanam, the samashti pangtatrayam is supposed to be visualized upon the vyashti pangtatrayam. Is it clear? The samashti pangtatrayam means what? The samashti three pangtams. Three groups, three panktams which constitute the samashti should be meditated upon, visualized upon the three vyashti panktams, three individual panktams. This is called, and because each panktam consists of five members, and the whole totality is nothing but what now? Divided into three groups consisting of five members. We say what now? Pancha Brahma Upasanam or Pankta Brahma Upasanam. What is totality? Brahman. What is Murumai? What is the whole cosmos? Brahman. Saguna Brahma, isn't it? But what is Sagunam Brahma? Totality is divided into three groups. And each group consists of how many members? Five. Therefore, the totality is what now? Pancha Brahma. Understand? Pancha Brahma Upasanam or Pankta Brahma Upasanam means visualization of the whole cosmos divided into three groups, each group consisting of five members. But what is the Alambanam here? The individual. An individual also is divided into what? Three groups. And each group of individual consists of how many members? Five. So we are supposed to meditate upon, visualize this what now? This whole cosmos, three groups, three panktams, upon what now? Three vyashti panktams. Visualization of samashti panktatrayam upon Yashti Pangtatrayam is called Pancha Brahma Upasanam. I got the name now. Okay. And what are those three groups? We'll see here now. Prithivyantariksham,
Prithivyantariksham,
Dyaurdisho
Vantaradishaha.
Okay. Prithivi, say no.
Prithivi.
Antariksham. Dyauhu. Prithivi. Antariksham. Dyauhu. Then, Dishaha. Dishaha, say no.
Dishaha.
Avantara Dishaha. Five members. Look at it. Prithivi, Antariksham, Dyauhu, Dishaha, Avantara Dishaha. Five members. Okay? The first Pangtam. First Pangtam. Now we are seeing how the totality is divided into three groups. And each group consists of what? Five members. Therefore, there are first panktam, second panktam and third panktam. Three panktams are there. Now we are seeing the first panktam of samashti panktam. What are the five members of the first pangtam? Prithivi, Antariksham, Dyauhu, Dishaha, Avantara Dishaha. This is the first mantra. Prithivi Antariksham, Dyaur Disho, Vantara Dishaha. Prithivi Antariksham, Dyaur Disho, Vantara Dishaha. So the first pangtam, okay, is called Loka Pangtam. Shankara gives the name Loka Pangtam. Loka Pangtam means what? A group of five, consisting of five members. What are the five members here? Prithivi, Antariksham, Dyauhu, Dishaha, Avantara Dishaha. Here, Prithivi means earth, Bhulokaha. Then, Antariksham, intermediary space. Now see, by listening again and again, it become very clear. Antariksham means what? Intermediary space. And Dyauhu is Swargalokaha, the higher loka, this loka, the known loka, unknown loka. Okay, this world where we live, the known world, and the other world which we do not know, the higher world, unknown world, Dyauhu, and the space, intermediary space connecting these two lokas is what? Antariksham. Okay, Antariksham. Then, Dishaha. Dishaha means what now? Four quarters. Four directions. East, west, north, south. Dish means singular. Dishaha means plural. Okay? These four directions. Dishaha. Then, Avantara Dishaha means intermediary quarters. Intermediary. Northeast, southeast, northwest, southwest. Okay, so totally eight quarters. This northeast, southeast, southwest, northwest, four avantara dishaha, four intermediary quarters, and four directions, east, west, north, south, directions, two. Then, dvarswarga loka, unknown loka, then intermediary space, and this loka, known. These are the five members of first pangtam. First is called Loka Pangtam. Okay. The next. Agnir Vayura Dityas Chandrama Nakshatrani. Agnir Vayura Dityas Chandrama Nakshatrani. Now second Pangtam. Agnihi. Say no.
Agnihi.
Vayuhu.
Vayuhu.
Adityaha.
Adityaha.
Chandrama.
Chandrama.
Nakshatrani.
Nakshatrani.
So again, second pangtam consisting of five members. Which are they? Agnihi, Vayuhu, Adityaha, Chandrama, Nakshatrani. This is called, they're all Devataha, five Devatas. Devata pangtam. Loka pangtam, now we have what now? Devata pangtam. Shankara gives the name Devata pangtam. These five members constitute the next pangtam known as Devata Pangtam. Agni Devata, Vayu Devata, Aditya Devata, Chandra Devata, Nakshatra Devata, five Devatas. Nakshatra means not simply, I mean all the stars, the whole constellation, isn't it? Third pangtam.
Apavoshadhayo, vanaspataya, akasha atma.
The third pangtam consists of what? Apaha, waters. Oshadhayaha, oshadhihi means herb. Oshadhayaha, all the herbs. Okay, oshadhayaha. Okay, that's why in Ayurveda Shastram, any medicine is what? Herbal only. You know, chemical. That's why it's called Aushadham means what? Herbal product is Aushadham. What about the food we eat also is Aushadham. Why?
food is medicine.
Food is medicine because it is herbal. It is herbal. That is why for vitamins, we are supposed to eat the food, vegetable. From there, our body has to extract vitamin. Only deficiency is there, and for immediate thing, doctors have to prescribe chemical vitamins, isn't it? Otherwise, we have to have the everything what the body needs, where do we get it from? From the food only. When you're not, if the food what you're eating is not enough, then they have to prescribe extra chemical tablets, isn't it? Extracted. Anyway, that's why aushadham means, actually from herbal alone is aushadham. Okay? So, aushadhi means herb. Okay. So, aushadhayaha, herbs. Vanaspatayaha, vanaspatihi means a tree. Vanaspatayaha means what? Trees. Then, akashaha, space. Waters, herbs, trees, space. Don't worry about, oh my God, how to remember all these things. Just know, and you can, if you know, it's enough. If you read the mantra, oh, this is what the mantra says. If you can understand, remember, that is more than enough. Apaha, oshadhayaha, vanaspatayaha, akashaha. Next to word atma, it's not the mind, it is not the self, it is not the consciousness here. Here atma means all the rest of the things which are not included in the list. The rest which are not included in the list, what now, is actually indicated by, implied by the term atma. You can say, Shankara says, Virat. The whole, all the gross things, manifestations which are not included in the list are atma. This is the third panktam. Okay. It's called what now? Bhuta panktam. Bhuta panktam. This third is bhuta panktam. Therefore, there are now three, the whole samashti prapanchaha is divided into three groups, each group consisting of five members, known as what? Lokapangtam, Devatapangtam and Bhutapangtam. Lokapangtam, Devatapangtam, Bhutapangtam. Now, that's all. Ityadhibhutam.
Ityadhibhutam.
Iti adhibhutam means what? This is the threefold pangtams of what now? Samashti prapanchaha. This is the division of the macro universe. This is the threefold divisions of the macro universe, known as what now? Pangtam. Devata pangtam, loka pangtam and bhuta pangtam. Iti adibhutam here. Adibhutam means this is the division, threefold divisions pertaining to the totality. That's the meaning of ityadibhutam. Next then comes ityad athadhyatmam. So now these are the three pangtams are what now? Objects of meditation. Therefore they have to be visualized. Upon what? Upon the individual pangtams. Therefore, atha, the hereafter now begins, adhyatmam. Adhyatmam means what now? The divisions pertaining to the individual begins now. Okay, the divisions pertaining to the individuals, no, begin here now.
Prano vyano pana udana samanaha.
Prano vyano pana udana samanaha.
Because this book doesn't have. Prano vyano pana udana samanaha.
Prano vyano pana udana samanaha.
He says, pranaha. Vyanaha, apanaha, udanaha, samanaha, pancha pranaha, five physiological functions, five pranas form one pangtam. Which pangtam? Vyashti pangtam, individual pangtam. This first individual pangtam consists of five pranas as one group, isn't it? It's called Vayu Pangtam. So, now Vyashti Pangtatrayam. I'm reading from Shankara's Bhashma, I'm saying. Vyashti Pangtatrayam means what? The three groups of five members pertaining to the individual begin here. Isn't it? What is the first one here? Vayu Pangtam. The first Pangtam consists of five pranas. Then we'll go to the next one. Chakshushrotram manovaktvak.
Chakshushrotram manovaktvak.
Chakshushrotram manovaktvak.
Chakshushrotram manovaktvak.
Okay, now Chakshuhu, Shrotram, Manaha, Vak, Tvak. Five members. Chakshuhu means eye. Shrotram means power of hearing. Manaha, mind, individual mind, individual seeing power, individual hearing power, and power of organ of speech, walk, and tvak, sense of touch. Okay, totally what now? So, two sense powers, one mind, and so three sense powers and one organ of speech, together five. Chakshuhu, Shrotram, Manaha, Vak, Tvak. So, power of seeing, power of hearing, power of mentation, power of organ of speech and sense power. Power of touch. Five, these powers. These five together, Chakshu, Shrotram, Manaha, Vak, Tvak, together form the second Vyashti Pangtam, the second individual Pangtam. It is called Indriya Pangtam. Indriya Pangtam. We have Vayu Pangtam. Now what we have now? Indriya Pangtam. Now we have to have one more Pangtam. One more individual Pangtam has to come. We'll see the next one now. Charma Magamsam. Charma Magamsam. Snavasti Majja.
Snavasti Majja.
Charma Magamsam. Snavasti Majja. Charma Magamsam. Snavasti Majja. Charma, say no?
Charma.
Magamsam is actually Vedic usage to understand the meaning Mamsam. Charma. Mamsam, snava, asthi, majja. Charma means skin. Tvak means indriyam. Listen to me carefully. Tvak is what? The power of sense of touch. It's called tvak indriyam. But what is skin? Charma. Okay, charma. Then mamsam, flesh. Mamsam is what now? A physical skin and a physical, the flesh is mamsam. Snava, muscle. Snava means what? Muscles.
That's
also
flesh.
Flesh only? Flesh. But, you know, the tissues, we differentiate here.
Yeah.
It's actually the epiderm, you know, the many layers inside the skin, we have layers of skin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Epidermis and dermis, we have all those things.
Holding the muscles.
Yeah.
That may be the other
one. Yeah. So, snava. Okay. The flesh. Any flesh is muscles, isn't it? But still you have two different words. Yeah. Muscles. Of course, muscles are flesh only. Yeah. But any flesh is not muscle.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. See, doctors can tell better. Okay. So, muscle, from flesh, the mamsam, the snava, then asthi, not asthi. Mm-hmm. Asthi means exists. First, say asthi means what?
Asthi.
Bone. That is why asthi kalakarade. What do you do when the cremation is over? We hear only such words only in cremation.
Yes.
All Sanskrit terms because our culture, you see. Asthi edukkirudhu. There's one day when we have to go next day, not the same day. Cremation is done first day, and next day only we have got whole night or day, both the days not electric crematorium. We have only this low. Our crematorium is all, you know, somebody has to stand and then burn it properly. And then they say it will get up, it seems. Not the, with the life. Because like any katta comes now, then the person has to be there and putting it, and then he has to really make it burn well. And what will remain is what? Only burn. Bones will be there. The bones really, and we need more fire to really for that to get powder. It takes very, very, very long. And they'll pick up some ashes, and they bring it. It's called asthi, swikara. They take it, and they'll put it in Ganga. At least that person is what now? When he was alive, with the body, he didn't go to Ganga. He never studied Shastram. At least he will put his ashes in Ganga. But what now? Some punya will he get. That's the idea. And they'll go for Garmada, Ganga, Godavari, or any river. And they'll go everywhere. And some people, Jawaharlal Nehru, even though the whole life, how he was, we don't know. But at least he said one thing. When I die, my ashes should be spread all over India, everywhere. He had the wish. Maybe, you know, at least that much, you know, that means, so what I'm saying, people want their ashes to be mixed in Indian soil. That means that so much of, I want to be born again, I don't want to be born elsewhere. So they will be rooted in the Vedic culture. See, the respect for culture, the respect for the Vedic vision, all, because only if I'm born there, I can be soaked in that culture, so I can get that vision also. Other being born elsewhere, I'm not saying, oh, there's papa or anything. That's the wish some people, okay, because it's okay. I'm not saying people who are born elsewhere won't be blessed with this Vishnu. That's not true. That's why if you have Viveka, Purushartha Nishchaya is there, you are committed to the pursuit of knowledge and follow the Vedic life wherever you are, Bhagavan is there as you, for you. That's the idea, okay. So here, asthi means what here? Bone. Asthi. Then majja, marrow, bone marrow. Majja. So these are the five, is called, each is called dhatu. What is called dhatu? Dhatu, root also is called dhatu, and these aspects are also called dhatus. Because dhatte iti dhatu, that which supports is called dhatu.
That's it.
That's why it's called Dhatu Panchakam. Suppose, isn't it? So it's called Dhatu Panchakam. That's why in even Ayurveda Shastram, you know, the Dhatus, they talk about the Dhatus only. Suppose if all these Dhatus, you know, are in, everything is in, all our liver is functioning properly and all our enzymes, enzyme producing organs, if they all function properly, everything is produced enough, not more, not less. Or anything needed for the body is enough consumption and extra either excreted, then the body is what now? We say it's called Dhatu Samyam. Dhatu Samyam means what now? Perfect health. Everything is maintained properly. Dhatu Vaishamyam means what? Either excess of secretion or we have excess in the body, sugar excess or cholesterol excess, everything is more than what the body needs or less than what the body needs also. Hemoglobin less, that's also a problem, isn't it? Less or more, not enough. It's called what? Dhatu Vaishamyam. Dhatu Vaishamyam means anarogyam, ill health. Dhatu Samya means perfect health. That's why Dhatu means that which supports the whole body. Isn't it? All that, everything must be in Dhatu Vaishya, in Ayurvedic terms. Okay. Anyway, we are not interested in the Ayurvedic terms. I just wanted to tell you. Vaishamyam, Samyam, it's all. When you say Vaishamyam, when you say Samyam. Okay. And here these are called Dhatus, which support the body. Isn't it? You know how important marrow is. We don't really know when we have proper everything. We really do not know. And people who have this blood cancer and all, then we will understand, oh my God, what it is. Bhagavan, thanks to Bhagavan to have blessed us with everything. So marrow, muscles, you know, this flesh and skin, These five are called Dhatu Panchakam. It's also every individual is, every Vyashtihi also is divided into three Panktams, three groups of five members. The Samashti also is divided into three groups of five members. Okay, Dhatu Panktam. Now, what we should do? Upanishad doesn't say anything more than that. That's all. Now, the teacher is supposed to tell you these five, each five Panktams. Okay, all the Samashti Panktatrayam must be visualized upon Vyashti Panktatrayam. How to do that? Don't worry. Understand, what is Pankta Brahma Upasana? Visualizing Samashti Pankta Trayam, three sets of Panktams, upon three sets of Vyashti Panktams is called what? Pankta Brahma Upasana. Do we need to practice this? Not necessary. We have substitute, we have simple Ganapati, a simple Subramanya with the two wives nicely, both sides, Valli Srivalli Devasena, and we have Mahavishnu, Mahalakshmi, we have all those form substitutes. So, we don't need to worry about these things. Okay? But we have to understand. But at least, even understanding these Upasanas gives you some light. Doesn't it? It really widens your understanding. It gives really, it helps you to have expand your mind. Okay? So, Upanishad just says that much. Then,
एतदधिविधाय ऋषिरपोचत्
Then, having introduced, adividhaya means introducing, having introduced what? एतद, this. What? Introduced this means what? Having introduced this, three divisions of panktams, okay? Samashti and Vyashti, consisting of five members, having introduced these three divisions of five members of each, of Vyashti and Samashti, Rishihi Avochat. Rishihi said, introducing this, Rishi said, come on, these are the Samashti Panktatrayam, these three form what now? Samashti Panktatrayam. These three Panktams are what? Vyashti Panktatrayam. Now may you meditate upon this Samashti Panktatrayam upon Vyashti Panktatrayam. Then what he says? Therefore,
Panktam va idagam sarvam. Panktam va idagam sarvam.
What is this now? Idam sarvam jagat, nothing but panktam, nothing but constituent of three panktams. This whole universe is what now? Nothing but constituent of three panktams. Panktam va idagam sarvam.
Panktam va idagam sarvam.
Pangte naiva.
Pangte naiva.
Pangte naiva.
Pangte naiva.
Pangtagus pranotiti.
Pangtagus pranotiti.
So, pangte naiva. Pangtang sprunoti. Sprunoti means actually balayati. Or what now? Strengthens. Pankta, one panktam, here panktena means, by this panktena, panktams pranoti. By this individual panktams, you associate with what now? Connect the individual panktam with the total panktams. How? By visualizing the total panktam upon the individual panktams. So, may Pangtena Pangtam Sprunoti. Means what now? By individual Pangtena, Samashti Pangtam Sprunoti. One meditates upon, or may you meditate upon, the Samashti Pangtam. Meditate Samashti Pangtam upon the individual Pangtam. May you visualize the Samashti Pangtam upon the individual paṅktam. Okay, this is the paṅkta upasanam. Upanishad doesn't say anything more than that. This is also ahangraha upasanam. Okay, you see your own skin, you see your own marrow, you see your own bone, even though you don't see it through physical eyes, now you understand. Imagine, if they had not learnt anatomy and physiology those days, how they was not understanding, how can I talk about all these things? So, you see all these things as what? No. Dhatu, whatever is there outside is here also. Upanishad doesn't say anything much more than that. And he says, this is also ahangraha upasanam. So, therefore, the pancha brahma, the whole cosmos, which is nothing but fivefold, members, the three divisions of fivefold members, this Pankta Brahma is what now? None other than this Pankta Veshti. Veshti Pankta Trayam is nothing but Samashti Pankta Trayam. This card may helping you see the similarity. Like how one atom is what now? Around one atom, many protons and neutrons are traveling. Similarly, what now? Around one solar disk, so many planets are going around. Isn't it? Some similarity. Similarly, here also, you understand whatever is there in the Vyashti is there in the Samashti. Whatever is in the Samashti is here in the Vyashti. This is one of the ways of making you, helping you to prepare your mind to assimilate later on the fact of the oneness of reality. Okay, not only from the standpoint of consciousness you are one, the standpoint of sthulam also you are non-separate from the world. Even though the seeming separation is there. Why? Because when you are hungry, I cannot eat. You have to eat. When I eat, your hunger will not be appeased. These differences are there. That is why the problem comes. But basically, if you analyze, everything is one and the same. Like the physicist can see, even though for us, the gold price is so high, gold is more valuable, platinum is much more valuable, rhodium is much more valuable, silver is valuable, and steel, and then copper and brass, and then we have all different valuable things. But from the physicist books, all of them are energy. He is like that. He also what now? Upanishad is trying to help us understand all these divisions we make. Basically, all are one matter. So, in terms of truth, all of us are only consciousness. Ultimate. This is a fact to be understood, ascertained and assimilated, wherein one can resolve one's individuality. That is why sampradayaka section is very important. People, when they read these books on philosophy, when they buy in the shops, and the Western authors also write, and Indian authors also sometimes write in simple English, something they extract here from so many people, they write lots of bestsellers. Very interesting. Very, very interesting they are. When they read and understand, they come and give me a lecture also. You know, Swamiji, well, understand, the whole universe is nothing. No, the whole universe is the only one reality, that is consciousness, and that is behind your mind. I understand everything. But still, this understanding has not helped me to get rid of my dukkham. I'm still restless, I'm still unhappy. So what is you said, this knowledge helps me to understand, where is the happiness? This is the problem. Okay? This is not like any mechanical storybook to read and understand. The sampradaya slowly, slowly, slowly helps you to resolve your identity. Okay? The problem is because of your wrong identity. Consciousness is always, whether you like it or not, you believe it or not, the fact is consciousness is the truth behind your minds. Consciousness is the reality. And you, with the understanding also you can say. With understanding also you can say. Consciousness is the truth. You read somewhere, If you know the spelling of the word consciousness, you can read it very well in English and you can say this. Simply saying this doesn't become a fact for you. Isn't it? Unless it becomes a fact for you, there's no way of you are resolving your identity. The problem is not because of the consciousness being the truth or not being the truth. The problem is because of your isolation from the totality. That is why individuality has to be resolved. And how are you going? How to resolve it? You can't by saying, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. By saying it won't, can't resolve. Its understanding has to happen. That is why all our education also helps us to widen our buddhi. So when you study medicine, because they have more understanding of how the body functions, how the muscles function, what the muscles are, what the tissues are. They understand. Any study enhances your knowledge in a given field, discipline. So you understand better. So any study, education is to widen our buddhi, to sharpen our buddhi, to understand little better than, understand the world better than what I think it the world is. It doesn't give complete knowledge. That is why we say, any learning is with any discipline. Vidya is discipline. Education is discipline. Knowledge is discipline. Learning is, study is discipline. Because it widens. Your exposure, you're exposed to certain things widely. Anyway, so what I want to say here is, that is why this is not, the problem is not because of the understanding of the consciousness being the truth behind the mind. The problem is not because it doesn't get solved by understanding the consciousness being the truth behind the self. The problem is resolving your identity, individuality. Isolation is the problem here. I am different from the whole is the problem. No, I don't say that. You don't say that, but that is what the thinking is. That is how our understanding is, our behavior in this world is. We are helpless, being born. So this will resolve, go when? That's why the enhanced understanding, slow enhancement of clarity will slowly help you to see yourself being non-separate from the whole. Slower nadakkanum. That is why it's always likened to what now? Likened to the sculptor working on this piece of rock. Okay, slow. That is why ahangraha upasana. But we don't need to practice. We are going to go straight away to what? Nirguna brahma upasana. So we understand and we'll, at least just we'll know what it is. So we had to understand, if a person practices this Pankta Brahma Upasanam also, just by practicing Pankta Brahma Upasanam itself, one can attain Brahma Loka Praptihi. One attain Brahma Loka, one can have the status of being the Brahman. You have to dare Hiranyagarbha Upasanam plus Vyakriti Upasanam together produce the, what now? The phalam of attaining Hiranyagarbha Sthanam. But here, just the Pankta Brahma Upasam itself will bless you with Hiranyagarbha Prapti. Choice. Idli, dosa, idiyapam. You can choose. Like this, you want to go to Brahma Loka, you have choice. You want carbohydrates, you can eat this or that. Like that, you can have this, practice this or practice that. Is it clear? Okay. So with this, Pankta Brahma Upasam is over. And next is the final and the last meditation of the this section is called Pranava Upasanam or Omkara Upasanam. And we know Omkaraha can be used for contemplation. Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. Omkaraha can be used for Saguna Brahma Upasanam, meditation. And Omkara can be used as a symbol for any of the Trimurtis. It can represent the Samashti Karana Prapancha, Ishvara. It can represent Samashti Sukshma Prapancha, subtle manifestation, Hiranyagarbha. Omkara can become a symbol for Samashti Sthula Prapancha Virat also. Virat Hiranyagarbha or Ishwaraha, Samashti Sthula Prapancha, Sukshma Prapancha or the causal universe also. Anything Omkara can become symbol of any of the form, anything. So, Saguna Ishwara or Nirgunam Brahma. Therefore, Omkara is that. It was called, but here, Omkara is a symbol for Samashti. Okay, Samashti, Hamashtihi, Ishwaraha, Hiranyagarbha. Again. Okay, this is what we call Omkara is the Alambanam. Therefore, the Upanishad begins with the glorification of Omkara. It always Omkara is glorified.
Omite Brahma, Omite Brahma,
Om iti Brahma, Om iti Brahma,
Omite idagam sarvam, Omite idagam sarvam, Omite tadanukriti. Omityetadanukriti hasmava
hasmava
apyo shravayetya shravayanti
apyo shravayetya
shravayanti omiti samani gayanti
omiti samani gayanti.
Okay, it's a long thing and I'll do it next class. We'll do the pranavopasana next class. Okay. And before we go, I want to tell you one thing. Om, any one word can indicate only one given object. A word indicating an object cannot indicate any other object. If you say table, a word table can indicate only table. It cannot indicate any other object other than the table, other than the form table. And there again, if you say leg of the table, only shows what? Leg of the table. A part alone, one thing alone. Therefore, the whole universe, how many objects are there in the whole universe? Innumerable. That's why we have the word countless. That's why in Sanskrit we say Anantanama. Bhagavan has called Anantanama. Therefore, every object, every form, subtle and gross is Bhagavan. Therefore, every word, every name, every term indicating any name and form also is what? Bhagavan. So how many words are Bhagavan has names, you shouldn't say. All the terms, all the words indicating all the objects are what? Bhagavan. All the forms are Bhagavan, all the names are Bhagavan. Therefore we say what now? All the names are names of Bhagavan only. Bhagavan is called Anantanama. Ananya Nama, the person of endless, limitless, countless names. Anantanama. I mean, imagine if you have to worship Bhagavan, can you take the, how many times, salutations to mic, salutations to this wire, salutations to this phone, you would think even one thing, it is difficult to, you don't even know how many objects are here, you don't even know how many words are there. Even if you memorize, that's why sometimes keep the dictionary and do a namaskaram to dictionary. It becomes what now? Symbol. Okay? Understand this. Is the dictionary becomes what now? Alambanam. Understand now? Easy, because we always need alambanam. You cannot make out. And you need an ingenious method to discover a one word which will indicate all the objects and all the names. What is that one word, Om? How Om indicates Om not indicating, Om implies all the words and all the objects. So the entire cosmos. So Omkara is what now? Pratika Alambanam of Bhagavan the whole. Constituent of all the names and forms. Vishwam. Vishwam itself is the Lord the whole. This is Vishnu Sahasranama begins with the first word is what? Vishwam Vishnur. Like that. How Omkara is the one word, a unique word, how it indicates, implies all the names and all the forms, etc. We'll see in the next class. So next class we understand Pranava Upasanam. With that Upasanams will be over. Then we have some nice interesting thing. Very quickly you can finish. So maybe in 2 weeks time we can start Brahmananda Valli. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.